This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I'm glad you're with me. I'm going to warn you right now. The show today is going to be a lot of commentary. It's going to be, you know, titles and story here and there. We're going to weave some things in. It'll be very similar to the other shows that we do every day, 5 days a week, 3 hours a day. But the comment, I'm going to be giving a lot more commentary and opinion about things because I want to put things in perspective. I'm looking at this news cycle. As I was prepping for the show today, I thought to myself, this is the most topsy-turvy, helter-skelter news. That we even call it news. It's the way the Democrats are attacking us for being sane individuals is beyond me. There's a point where you wake up and you say, surely you guys know you're wrong. And I came to the conclusion, and I know this is, I don't care if it makes some Democrats mad. It should make them mad. I hope it makes them mad. And I don't try to make Democrats mad to be entertaining or funny. I try to make Democrats mad to make them wake up. But the fact is this. Almost everything a leftist says is a lie. And I use almost, it's almost one of those things where I could say everything a leftist says is a lie. They have no sense of morality. Anything that they do has nothing to do with the greater good or helping their fellow man. It has to do with being self-serving. At the end of whatever they tell you, if you take it to its logical conclusion, I'm telling you, they are feathering their own nest. We want a livable wage, you know, $15 an hour, whatever. Pick the number, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. They say that's to help their fellow man. I promise you, if you get to go to the end, put a gun to their head and say, tell me what you really want, to say, okay, a lobbyist needed this for this reason, or I got mad because my uncle did. It'll be something self-serving. It'll be something that has no benefit to mankind at the end of it. It's just the truth. Now, if they want me to prove it, I'll put this out there again. I try to do this, you know, at least once a week, and sometimes we do. I'd like to do it once a day, but I'll put it out there again just so anybody new to the program will understand what I'm talking about. I will debate any leftist anytime, anywhere, on the subjects that I bring up on this show. You want to talk minimum wage, I'll talk minimum wage. You want to talk tax policy, I'll talk tax policy. You want to talk foreign policy as it relates to America, I'll do it. You want to talk trade, and I will prove to you that there is no position that I've run into leftists on and I go, you know, that's a good position. Any of those things. You want to talk about military, you want to talk about, again, any social issues, you name it, LGBT, I will take your issue and I will twist you in knots and so my audience can hear it, and I won't even be mean-spirited about it. And I'll even make you another little, just to make it a fun fact. I'll do it in 10 questions. I won't make any statements. I will ask you 10 questions related to your topic. And within 10 questions, I will have you wondering how you could be such an idiot. That's what I'm willing to do. So call the show, 844-551-8255, and we'll do it. And for those of you who've been listening to me for a few years, we've had these leftists come on the show. Kevin, you talk about, you know, things in the black community, whatever, and I ask them three questions. And then they're like, oh. And I even say, hey, listen, I'm going to give you a little homework. Here's two questions. Go do your research and go on Google, because you can't answer them now, and call us back. Have we ever had anybody that I've invited to do that call this show back? The answer is no. It's very simple, folks. They have no answers. They have talking points, and they have lies. They have the lies that they've been told. And they want you to believe that they're competent, that they know what they're talking about. They're the intelligentsia. You're stupid. Things as quite frankly, as silly as Who freed the slaves? When you start getting, don't even get me started on the little bit of black history that you talk about with civil rights acts and, you know, things of that nature. These guys are morons. They, even when you give them the information, you say, well, you know, you do know that there are lots of civil rights acts and the Republicans did 99% of them. What? You do know that it was the leftists who started the KKK. You do know that it was Democrats who did this. You do know that it was Democrats who, and oh. And then when you take it up to today and you start asking very basic questions about Planned Parenthood and women's right to choose and the definition of marriage and all, and you just say, well, let me ask you this. Boom, 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 boom. They're sitting there going, oh my gosh, I never realized that. You know what I hear mostly when I interview, when I debate, if you will, leftists. I use debate like debate because it isn't much of a debate. But do you know what I hear most? I didn't know that. And you know, I go, yeah, it's really funny how so often you didn't know that. I'm going to tell you something. I wouldn't debate unless I knew something. Kevin, you want to talk about the inner workings of the new turbocharged engine from Honda? No, I'm not going to debate you that versus Chevrolet because I don't know anything about it. See, that's the thing. Let me give leftists a little tip. If you're going to debate, it's usually good to know something. How about that? How about you actually go fill your brain with more than the nonsense that you've been supposedly taught in school? How about you learn to question? How about you learn to look at the world and go, wait a minute, how in the heck is Donald Trump, supposedly we come off this great economy of Barack Obama, and Donald Trump has made Barack Obama's economy look anemic. How does that happen? How are we in a recovery when Donald Trump has taken that so-called recovery and he's put it on steroids? Ask yourself that. How is it that we had so many people that went off of, that went under the welfare rolls that suddenly stopped looking for jobs, and which boosted up Barack Obama's numbers, and Trump's got people looking for jobs and still knocking down the number for unemployment? How do you do that? We can talk, look, go issue by issue. How do you create real jobs? We can talk about building border walls, and we're going to talk about a lot of this stuff, but I want you to understand you've got an enemy, and the left, everything they say is a lie. The key is they hide one truth among 99 lies just to provide enough cover for you to not be able to speak in absolutes about them, because let me tell you, they are almost absolutely evil. They're pathetic, too. And they can be mad at me all they want. I don't give a crap. You are pathetic. If you are a leftist, I hope you're reformed listening to this show, because I'm not going to cut you any slack. You were pathetic, or you either are pathetic if you're still remaining one, because you don't know Jack. But you're about to know Jackson. Kevin Jackson, that is. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How sad is it to be so invested in a lie? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. When I talk about this, investing in a lie, I'm talking about leftism, investing in a lie that they are good people looking for a good cause. I heard the RNC chairman talking with the DNC chairman, and she says, look, they're Democrats are good people, and they just want, you know, we are going at it different ways, but we all want the same thing. That is not true. As much as I would love to believe that, it's flatly not true. In black conservatism, I've said to black leftists, we want the same thing. We would like to see black people, you know, looked at with respect. We ultimately may want the same thing, certainly at the people level we do. But I can tell you this, the black leaders on the CBC, they don't care if black people are met with respect. That's so far away from them. All they care about is making more money. On my side, I'm talking about black conservatives, I want black people looked at where people go. You know, when you're having a conversation and they say, who are you going to hire? And they go, well, there's a black kid. Oh, there was a black kid in the interview. You better snatch him up. You better hurry up and hire that kid before somebody else does. That's what I'd like to hear. And it isn't because I want them over whites per se. It's because people that look like me have been discriminated against, and we deserve to have people look at us with respect. We used to have that. We used to have that. They might have been, he's just that colored fella down the street, but he had respect. And I don't care how you refer to me, as long as you respect me. That's what we should be looking for. But we're caught up in, did he say colored? Did they say you people? It's like, really, that's what you're caught up in? The fact that you're respected should mean more than anything. The fact that you say that when you talk about black children, they are raised correctly. They were raised in a God-fearing, very moral, ethical environment. They won't steal. You can almost bet that blacks don't do it. It's the same way with Asians. The crime rate it's almost surprising to see an Asian commit a crime in America. It's surprising to hear about an Asian kid dropping out of school or not getting to college and being successful in their career and so on and so forth. From a cultural standpoint, it's night and day. Well, how about if I want you to imagine for 1 second if blacks were like Asians. A sliver of the crime in America, considered the most studious people. You give them a task, it's going to get done. Work their butts off, industrious, etc. Now, for the record, Asian, there are deadbeats in Asia. I live there. I'm not telling you that and it was funny because I've had this conversation with an acquaintance where he said to me, Kevin, America sees the best of Asia. They don't see it all. I go, look, man, I live there. I understand that. There are Asian, the triads and Yakuza and all that. Yeah, I get it. The gangs and the bad people doing bad stuff in China and Japan, etc., are the people that are Chinese or Japanese or Korean or whatever. And they ain't importing black folks to do their crimes. So I understand that. But I'm talking about it, as a general rule, the level of criminality in the Asian community is less. The family environment is stronger and so on and so forth. And that's what we should be striving for. So anyway, but I want to go back to this thing with the Democrats. We don't have the same goal as the Democrats. I don't have a goal of, quote, livable wage by government forcing me to do it. I don't have a goal of having the government force me into getting health care. I don't have a goal of having the government take my money in outrageous amounts and not do anything to balance the budget and to keep itself in check. I don't have a goal of watching the expansion of government to the point where you feel like you're under the thumb of it at all times. That's not my goal. My goal is live free or die, not to go quote another state, state's mottos, but that's not my goal is not what their goal is. My goal is to lift all people. And it doesn't mean by taking the incentive away for people to lift themselves. That's what the left does. They've taken away people's ability to look at life and go, you know what? I can be somebody. I want to be somebody. The only remnants of it are the stars, the LeBron Jameses of the world and people like that. And let me tell you, even they take the wind out of the sails of the next generation of people because LeBron makes it and then he's a big baby. They don't pay me enough money. I didn't get this. You know what? You're a big baby. I'm sick of it. Let me ask you guys a question. How well could America be doing if the Democrats stopped their petty nonsense? If these members of the Congressional Black Circus stopped whining about everything. Oh, we're not going to work for no Donald Trump. This is Maxine Waters. He's a criminal. He's just here. Grab a woman by the boo-boo-boo. What if you just worked with him and you took whatever problems you see in your district and you said, Mr. President, here are my problems in my district. I've noticed that this is, throughout the whole, this is a common problem in the districts of various members of the Congressional Black Caucus. And we would like to come meet with you and really address these various issues. And they took a businessman who's been successful, who's employed black folks, because Barack Obama never employed any black people. He community organized, and you see the results. But if you took a businessman, you said, Mr. President Trump, come work with us. And Trump said, you know what, I see... I've been working in the inner cities. I see this, and he put a program together that made it work. Do you think they actually want that to happen? Do you think that these Congressional Black Circus clowns want to see black people actually succeed under Trump? If you do, you are, I hate to admit this, but, well, I don't hate to admit it, but I've got to tell you, you'd be an idiot. They have no concern at all about the black folks that they serve. They don't want to see business come into the community, in the black community. They don't want to see black people reform themselves. They want to keep black people at the, frothing at the mouth, man. Yeah, let me tell you exactly what it is. Let's just put it into Michael Vick terms. What the Congressional Black Circus does, these circus clowns do, is they take their pit bull, their attack dog black people. I'm not going to say pit bulls because they're a good breed of dog that's got a bad reputation. And I happen to have them. But they take them and they shake them and they go, and they gnarl them at each other, especially white folks. And white folks are, ooh, look at that mean dog. And they let them go. That's what they do. They just get them frothing at the mouth over nonsense, over nothing. And as opposed to looking for solutions, they look for more problems. Well, you know, it's slavery, and then, you know, you got all them lack of civil rights. Look, if you took the slavery and lack of civil rights that haven't happened for decades off the table, what would the Congressional Black Caucus be talking about? What would they be? What problems would they be solving? We've had black unemployment for decades, higher than other groups of unemployment. We've had higher levels of dropout for black kids, lower number of people entering college and lower number of people graduating college. We've had lowest home ownership, and I could go on and on and on, highest prison rates, blah, 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 teenage pregnancy, drug abuse, you name it, and they've done nothing except look for more problems or create them by doing the same thing. And then, what do? Let's blame Trump. Well, we can blame Trump for everything because he's a white guy and he's a white Republican. That's why I told you the only way you can be effective in this country is if you have a white dude in the helm. And it isn't because white people are better. It's because you can at least talk smack about them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program. program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Hope you go there. Hope you share the links and stuff like that. And I hope you enjoy the show, and we'd love to hear from you. Send us a note at KJRadio.com or call the show at 844-551-8255. Again, 844-551-8255. We'd love to hear from you. If you hear something, some people download the show and listen later. You hear something, call the number 24/7. That number is available. If you get us during the show, great. If you don't, we listen to them. We'll play the clips back. I'll answer your questions. We do that from time to time, but we'd love to hear from you. Look, tons going on. I could be talking about Donald Trump Jr. and his revelation, but Bill O'Reilly came out and said, Donald Trump Jr. should have said something about his meeting with the Russians. Why? Why should he have said something? They're looking for Russian collusion, hacking, or whatever. He had a meeting that meted out nothing. Nothing came from it. What's my discussion about? Oh, yeah, I had a meeting. And you know what's funny? If he said he had a meeting, the left would be all over it. They found out he had a nothing meeting, and they're all over it. You don't win for losing with the left. They must go out. They got to go after this Russian story. They have no other choice but to go after the story because they have nothing else. I've asked the question very simply with respect to the president and the Russians. What have they got? Has Donald Trump met with them, colluded with them in any way? No, they have zero evidence. They got Mueller. When's the last time you heard Mueller's name except for me mentioning it? Has anybody, special counsel Mueller, who stacked the deck with a bunch of Democrat prosecutors, and you haven't heard a peep, leak on top of leak coming out of the Trump administration, the Obama remnants, and you haven't heard a single leak from Mueller in any way, shape, or form with the Russians. So what do? Oh, we found out Donald Trump Jr. had somebody set up a meeting with a Russian attorney. What's that got to do with Putin? If I had a meeting and they served me a Russian, a black Russian, then would I have to report that? That's how ridiculous things have become. It's crazy, folks. I want to play this clip with Kellyanne Conway talking to Cuomo. What's it, a couple minutes or so? And what's interesting about it is you got to hear this exchange, and I'll tear it apart here in a little bit. But listen to Cuomo. At the way he answers questions, he's not asking questions with a genuine need to have Kellyanne Conway respond. He's asking questions with the idea that you're completely wrong, I'm ignoring your answers, and I have one narrative to set. And CNN wonders why they are considered fake news, why they are behind MSNBC in ratings. Listen to this and tell me you don't feel the way I felt when I heard this.
stores. Let's stop chopping it up.
He then says, put the statement up. Put the statement up. You're the one who's parsing, not me.
Put the
statement up.
Let's do it.
Put it up. Put it up. Our faces are nice. Put the statement up. After pleasantries were exchanged, the woman stated that she had information that individuals connected to Russia, his word, were funding the Democratic National Committee and supporting Ms. Clinton. Her statements were vague, ambiguous, and made no sense. No details or supporting information was provided or even offered. It quickly became clear she had no meaningful information. 2 points. One, even if you accept everything he says is true, and there's a credibility issue because he's changed his story twice. I'm sure you do. He's changed his story twice. You talked about being in a court of law. Not good. When you change your story, there are actual big exceptions to the law for credibility when you change your story like this. Second of all, even if it is all true, whether or not it was good information, Kellyanne, doesn't mean that it was a smart move to take a meeting with a Russian-connected person who was going to give you negative information about your opponent. That could create huge legal issues. You know that.
Okay, I'm going to stop there for just a second. What's funny, you're listening to Kevin Jackson's show, so that's Cuomo on CNN debating Kellyanne, and he says there's two issues. One, he says there's a credibility issue with Donald Trump Jr. because he's changed his stories, and she's saying no, he hasn't, and he hasn't changed his story. See, that's what's funny about the mainstream media people like Cuomo. They want you to believe what I say is fact, and what you say is innuendo. He didn't quote a fact. In fact, it's a lie. So that's the first thing. Then the second thing he says is, who would go after this information? I said this the other day. Any campaign. I would say, so what you want us to believe, Chris Cuomo, is that if somebody said, hey, listen, we might have some damaging information on Donald Trump, would you like to have a meeting and we can discuss what it is, that the Clinton campaign would have said, you know, no. We are going to take the moral high ground here. We don't want to hear what your dirt is. That is ridiculous on its surface. It's ridiculous. I mentioned it the other day with fight film. If you said to me, Kevin, you're going to be fighting next week. He's, you know, blah, blah, blah. And we happen to have film on him. I'm going to go look at the film. End of story. I'm not going to, you know, you have film on him? Nah, it's okay. Just, I got it on paper here what he fights like. No, I'm going to go look at film. Like I said, it's stupid. Whether it's a debate, whether it's a, hey, Kevin, you're going to be going to a meeting, you're competing against this company. We have some information about how that company works from a company that they did work for. Let me have that information. See, Cuomo wants you to suspend your absolute, just the normal common sense in order to buy into his bogus argument. And they wonder why we don't listen to him. Let's hear the rest of it.
I admire your moxie sitting there with the CNN guy right near you talking about credibility issues.
I could not be more proud
to
have
it. I could not be more proud here representing the White House on CNN.
And I'm glad you are. I want you here because of that.
Now,
it's not supposed to be an argument.
Chris,
I'm saying this question started with, why did the president change his position about working with Russia? You spun it over to this. That was my original question.
I
never got an answer to it.
What do you mean the president changed his story? The president had nothing to do with this meeting.
No, I understand that. I'm saying I asked you originally.
You wanted to produce something because you're invested in months now as a network in something that simply doesn't exist.
No, that's an assumption by you.
Something else,
and it's an unfair premise.
No, Chris. That's not true. Here's the unfair premise, that we are talking about this again, yet again, that you talk about Russia more than you talk about America, that the big bombshell of the day is Jim Comey having classified information, conversations with the President of the United States in his memorandum.
How do you know that?
Oh, because he's got a credibility issue, I read the article in The Hill.
You read the Hill article that has officials familiar with the documents. So unnamed sources are okay for you on Comey, but not okay for you anywhere else, huh?
I didn't say that.
You said it many times, my friend. Unnamed sources is the new code word for you guys for fake news. But it's okay on Comey.
I'm going to stop there for just a second because you notice how petty he gets. When she references The Hill, which, by the way, is a leftist rag, it's The Hill, and she says that is the bombshell. Well, there's no bombshell with Donald Trump Jr. going to get this other information. That's the bombshell. And it is exactly what she's exactly right. That story is a bigger story than the other, but because CNN is so invested in Russia, they got to keep going at it. And then when she cites the publication that put it out, which is not a right-leaning or anything. He says, unnamed sources. And she goes, I never said that. She hadn't. You can go listen to this podcast. She never said it. She cited The Hill. And whether the report is wrong or right, she's saying, no, they're covering a story about Comey doing this, which is what journalists do. You're not. You're covering Russia. What are you doing covering Russia when there's this other story that everybody else is chasing and he doesn't get it because he's being paid? You did. Yeah, you did. Da, da, da. Like a little baby. Let's do the rest of that.
I've actually never uttered those two words either. But anyway, the fact is that that is a bombshell that people should know about.
Oh, it's a bombshell. So that report is a bombshell based on unnamed sources.
You just want to interrupt me today.
No, because listen. No. Kellyanne, please.
As your grandmother would tell you, Ashpeta, Chris.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So that's Chris Cuomo bringing on a guest, talking over her the entire time, talking about nonsense, and this is what now constitutes news. It's funny. You watch. It's. I don't know how you guys view the news, but and view these various people that deliver the news or even opinion, because to call it news, it's not news. But I don't know how you view them. I look at these people now, and maybe it's because I'm, you know, cutting my teeth in it and obviously do pretty well at it working for Fox. But I look at these people now and I say, this guy's a moron. Chris Cuomo is flatly, he's got one narrative. His thing isn't about, let's get the truth out of Kellyanne so we can understand the problem and deliver. It is agenda-driven. Now, Sean Hannity, you know, it's agenda-driven on his part. But at the very least, he's willing to ask questions that truly matter. Kellyanne asked him a very simple question. Why is this not a bigger story for you? He could have retorted, you know, Kellyanne, great point. We're covering that in the third segment, you know, or what they call blocks in the media. But he didn't. He fought it. What are your sources? Where you at? You know, that's not her job. She's not media. She's saying, look, there's another media outlet out there that seems to believe that this is a more important story. You keep chasing your tail, and you're wondering why people say you lack credibility. That's a legitimate thing, but he misses it. And some would argue that he wants to miss it, but I'll be honest with you. I don't think these guys are astute enough. I have not been impressed by any of them.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates at 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. It's fun to watch logic play itself out, and it's done that in the way of food stamps. Now, as you guys know, and we talked about this quite a bit, Barack Obama loved the notion that America could absorb the 16 million people that he put into poverty. It was a badge of honor for the guy to put 16 million more people on welfare. And I remember the administration being like, we got 16 million people of America's feeding. You mean the 16 million people that lost their jobs and that you put on welfare? Yeah, we've absorbed them. Well, congratulations. So you have 16 million people now who went from being productive, meaning, because look, society produces something or it doesn't. It either produces or it takes. So you look at 16 million people who were paying taxes, who were, you know, contributing to society in a cost-positive way, and now they're forced to take from society. It's that simple. And it's only 16 million, right? So it's only $16 million a day if it's $1 that they take. What if it's $10 a day? Oh, then let's do the math, then it's $160 million. What if it's $100 a day? Then what is it, $1.6 billion? And that's what it is. For people to live, it requires quite a bit. I mean, I would love to tell you, oh, you know, we can feed these people for $3 a day. Okay, great. So we absorb them and we get them back on their feet and put them back into the general population and become productive again. And then we start to, you know, positive. It's not. And I want you to think of the 16 million people put on in poverty. And then I want you to add to that the number of people who came over illegally that are part of that system. How do we, in other words, that he put 16 million more on welfare. What was the number? The actual number was something like 48 million people on welfare, on the welfare rolls. Maybe it's more than that. I honestly don't know. But it's a big number. So we got 16 million more people who were added. We've got, I don't know what the number is, but I know it was at least 48 million. But let's make it 50 for easy math. 50 million people who are out, who have no prospect of making a positive impact on our economy. None. All they can do is take. And then consider that most of these are adults. Many of them have a hustle. They have a hustle. They're getting welfare, but they have a hustle. They are making money under the covers, or whatever, under the table, under the covers. Some of them are making money under the covers, right? I mean, I wasn't technically wrong. They're making money under the table, and that's not hitting the economy. You know, don't act like it doesn't exist. You know that there are people out there doing this. I can tell you from my perspective, my family made money under the table when I was a kid growing up. My grandfather gambled. We'd go to San Antonio on the weekend, see family. He and my uncle, Obie, would get together, and they go hit the streets. And it was funny, because my grandmother knew that my grandfather was going, we were going to town, going to the city on the weekend, and my grandfather would be out gambling till 4 o'clock in the morning, or whatever. They said they were gambling a couple times. One time, he got snagged. He was putting gas in some woman's car. And one of my cousins saw him and came back and said to my grandmother, yeah, I saw, you know, they called him Uncle Ernest, but they said, I saw Uncle Ernest gassing up some woman's car. And my grandmother was like, what? I'm telling you guys this story because it tickles me. Because, you know, I don't know what he was doing, but he might have been messing around. But he said, he came back and my grandmother was like, what were you doing with that woman and all this? And my grandfather, I'll never forget it. He says, I was doing a favor. You can't do a favor. And that became like the mantra of my grandfather, you know, like when we would be playing dominoes and somebody would go, hey, you can't do a favor. Man, that's really an inside baseball story there. I swear to you. But anyway, my grandfather and my uncle, and for all intents and purposes, it could be like the Italian mafia, you know, where they got the, you know, they take the wives out on Saturday and the girlfriend, or Friday, and the girlfriend's out on Saturday. I don't know, you know, but it could be something like that. But I guarantee you, he came back with money generally in his pocket because he played either 2-card or 3-card Monte. I'm not sure which, but he played Monte, and my uncle shot dice. But the point is this, it isn't what they did, but I can tell you this, if you got black folks in your family, you better know the OGs, the old school guys, the original gangsters, that's what they did. That's how they supplemented their income. So they may be on assistance. My grandfather retired, and he was getting his little Social Security check, and he had a little pension. I mean, it was nothing. It was no money. If he retired and he was getting $1,500 a month, I'd be shocked. In fact, I know it wasn't that much. But that's what they did. They went on their hustle. So you have this underground community on top of, you know, the what else is going on there. So, I mean, getting this money and this underground community that's not contributing to society in the way that you need it to. It's off the books, not being taxed. Now, you could say, oh, they went out and they bought a car, they bought something with this, you know, unreported money. Maybe. But it's not productive the way a person goes out, pays their taxes, and goes out and buys legit. So back on point. Under Obama, food stamp rolls swelled. They called it part of the 2000 economic stimulus, let the states waive rights for able-bodied adults to actually have to work. That was implemented during the time of Bill Clinton, as you guys remember. So the food stamp rolls went to, I believe it was $48 million in 48 million people in 2013, give or take. And it may have gone down a little, but by the time Obama left, it was still pretty close to that. So Alabama, and we talked about this the other day, they required able-bodied people to work without children in 13 counties. So if you didn't have children, if you were able-bodied, you had to work. Find a job or do work training as a condition to continue receiving your food stamps. And what they found was an 85% drop in the number of recipients of food stamps. It went from 5,538 to 831 people. Now that's significant. And I want you to think about this now. Roughly 4,500 people went out and found jobs. They might not have been happy about it, and let's face it, are they the perfect job? The answer is no. But now they're earning. Similar changes got implemented in Georgia. By the end of the first 3 months, the number of adults that were then receiving benefits in three of the counties that participated dropped by 58%. So it's a simple truth. If you require people to work in order to get the welfare benefits, then you will watch the number of people who stay on welfare drop off. That's the incentive. Now, I know there are people that look at this, well, you're forcing people to go back to work. Look, you're forcing people to go be, quote, a productive member of society. How many parasites can society have? Because I don't know if you have an answer for that, but here's what I will tell you. The left has been testing what that number is for a long time. I'll never forget this video of a girl, and she proudly said, I'm not going to work. I don't want to work. I'm not going to. And she hadn't. She said, it is your responsibility to take care of me, and I'm going to figure out how to work the system in such a way that you will take care of me, you'll take care of my kids, you'll take care of my lifestyle. And she wasn't looking like she was getting her clothes from Goodwill. It didn't look like that. The girl was well put together. She had makeup, hair done, nails. I mean, it was what? She didn't care. We've taken that incentive away. Look, I know there are people. I have a cousin right now, and we can't figure out why this kid doesn't want to work. He's got a degree, but he doesn't. He flatly does not want to work. And everybody's going, why? Why? What is up with this kid? That's in his DNA. I have a friend, I told you guys, gifted artist, man, he's amazing. His name is Carl. Has worked in the Smithsonian. And he will live off of woman after woman after woman. He's a good-looking guy. And he'll meet a girl at a bar. He'll live with her for 2 months, 3 months, rent-free. He's a pig, too, by the way. I mean, he's a good guy, but I'm saying he lives like a pig. She probably gets tired of it, kicks him out. He'll go live with somebody else, a buddy, for a little bit till he finds another woman. That's his life. I couldn't live that way. And most people don't want to live that way. But there are a faction that do. And the government has made more of them, I promise you.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.